Good morning.
Now, I was just looking this morning. You must have been like a kid in the candy store. You got to go inside Amazon's next Aussie warehouse.
Yeah, it was awesome, and it was a smiling, beaming day. They invited me because there's robots, and I went, yep, I'm there. But, you know, most of us have shopped online. We've clicked the button, clicked checkout, and we've waited for the parcel to be thrown to our door, but not seen the process in between. And, oh, look, I've been to the catch.com.au warehouse in Melbourne, which is pretty impressive, but this blew it away. Four stories of warehouse space, the biggest warehouse in Australia. It's in Western Sydney because within 12 hours' drive of this warehouse, 85% of the Australian population, it's staggering to think that the distribution or reach they've got. This place will store 20 million products, but it's not just robots. There's 1,500 staff there who will pick and pack your items and put them in boxes, but it's the efficiency of the storage that matters. So each of the products is stored among a whole range of shelves, but those shelves are not walked down by staff to pick and pack your stuff. The robots bring the shelves to the staff who then pack your box. And so because it's robots picking up a shelf and bringing it to a picker, the shelves can be stored really close together. So it's a much more efficient use of space. 50% more products can be held in one area. So the three levels of warehouse space via robots is phenomenal. And then connected to that is 14 kilometres of conveyor belt, which then passes it through to the staff who box it and get it off to us, the average customer who are buying things on Amazon.com.au. Staggering.
The logistics of that just makes my brain hurt, Trevor, really. It's just amazing.
You know what? The logistics of the picking and packing the robots was awesome. But then, as a bit of a building / architecture engineering nerd, I said to the bloke who's in charge of the building itself, I said, how long did this take to build? He goes, we started last June. 15 months. And they built the biggest warehouse in Australia. And not just a slap-together shed. You know, this is impeccable quality at every level. It was fascinating to see. And, a really insightful behind-the-scenes look.
You're a lucky boy. Coles selling Boost Mobile refurbished iPads now. The cheapest iPads you'll get anywhere.
$359 is a good price for an iPad. This is an iPad mini. Now, refurbished puts a lot of people off. But let me give you some peace of mind. Someone else owned it. Yep. Might have been a lawyer. Might have been police. Might have been who knows. But they were sent back at the end of its lease or period for the ownership. And instead of being scrapped and recycled, it was sent off to Boost Mobile, who check it. They check it 72-point check. They check, is it scratched? Is it broken? Is it stolen? Is it lost? Is it is the processor working? Does the screen work? Does the touch screen work? Does the battery still work? Does the camera still work? 72-point check. They put it in a box with a cable and a charger. They give it to Coles, who sell it to you for $359. With a 30-day money-back guarantee and a 12-month warranty. Fantastic opportunity to buy a more affordable product. They're also selling iPhone 8 in the same way. Stock is limited, but still a great deal. And Coles doing a big thing in this refurbished device space.
Yes, certainly. And finally, sort of a bit of good news and a bit of bad news. The good news, smartphone sales continue to grow in 2021. I guess the bad news is the average price is going up as well.
Spot on. But although I twist that bad news and make it good by saying, look, the average price has gone up 10%, so it's now $780. But it's $780, which is a lot less than you need to spend on an iPhone, for example. So an iPhone's going to cost you $1,200, Samsung $1,200 to $1,500. You can spend $2,500, $3,000 on a phone.
Yeah.
So the fact that people are spending $780 and less gives me great confidence that people are buying the more affordable products in the market. 4% growth in sales in the first half of this year. Apple dominating at 44% of the market. Everyone else at 56%, including Samsung and the like, and TCL and Oppo. But, the average price may be, higher than I might have expected, but it's still good news that people are buying cheaper phones because there's great quality phones out there at those lower prices.
Yeah, good advice, as always. Trevor, thanks for that. Talk next week.
Pleasure. Talk to you then.
Good on you, mate. Thanks very much.
Cheers, buddy. No worries.
See you, mate. Bye.
See you, mate.